You're listening to The Big Show.
They score!
With Russick and Rose.
He rips the puck off the bar and in. His second goal of the game makes it 5-0 Flames.
On the official home of your Calgary Flames.
Robbed by Markstrom. What a save. It's loose. And Markstrom makes another miraculous stop.
This is Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Oh, hi there. The Tuesday, it's The Big Show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
The Fan.
Brought to you by MortgagesToGo.ca. Always, and I mean always, the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit MortgagesToGo.ca. Good Lord, we have a busy show today. It's jam-packed. Like, we have so much show today, we should have probably left some show for tomorrow. Like, that's how much show we have for today.
Oh, we're going to have to break down the Flames and Sharks all show tomorrow. That's not going to be
right.
Any time.
That's going to be fun tonight to watch. Sharks and Flames, we got pregame coverage. Look at this. Flames talk postgame, 11:30. Tune in. It's going to be a good one tonight. Flames and Sharks.
Yep.
As Patty wrote in our little lineup we have here from the tuna can.
The tuna can. Yeah. Yum. Yum, yum, yum.
It's not as intimidating as the Shark Tank.
No. 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 Well, like that place hasn't been.
Yeah. Very toothless. Very toothless. We got lots to do today, as I mentioned. Greg Wyshynski, ESPN NHL senior writer. NHL playoff race is getting saucy. Penguins lost last night. That's no good for them.
They get that point.
Got that point.
A Thursday game matters. More for
big
them.
Time. The Golden Knights lost last night.
Ugh.
They need that one in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. They blew that one up 2-0 too.
Yeah. Thomas Hertl got a point last night. Noah Hanifin scored and got an assist.
The same goal. Those two things.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Julian McKenzie, our man J Mac, covers the Flames for the Athletic. You hear him on Sportsnet today, right here on this very radio station.
That's a fact.
He's going to join us at 8 o'clock. And my man...
I think he usually sits here, actually.
Oh, really?
Nice spot.
Wow.
Cam
Stewart going to join us at 8:30 as well.
Mm-hmm.
Sirius XM Sports Grid host, betting expert. My former co-host on Inside the Lines. He's going to help you with your Masters pool. Speaking of which, we have a Masters pool.
We do. It's back.
For our show. And Simon, the intern, is here.
This was a lot of fun to follow along with last year.
Yeah, it was. The Masters, as always, it's the sexiest golf tournament of the year.
Yeah, but it's that much funner when you have some skin in the game, and it's even better when you don't actually have to front any of your money.
Yeah.
You just enter, and if you win, you just win a safe. Sweet.
Well, I don't think we can win a safe.
Well, I'm talking about the listeners. I'm talking as if I'm part of them, because I like to feel like I'm out there with our listeners, like I'm one of them
right.
A lot of the time. So you just have to kind of keep in mind the way I like to look at things. You know,
I just like different. To use the name Toronto George as my as my entry. I like to, unless somebody's going to beat me to it, which they probably will now.
There was a few of them last year.
Yeah, which they probably will now. Simon, you want to read?
That was also really fun last year. Was looking at all your team names in the Masters pool.
That's right.
There were some bangers
George loves
in there.
Toronto, Toronto George, Toronto Mrs. George. What do you got? You want Simon to read our Masters? Go ahead. Let's do it.
Get ready for the excitement of the Masters at Augusta.
Mm. Who will man. Simon, we did this yesterday.
We did this yesterday.
Augusta.
Augusta? Okay. Okay.
Okay. We start the music again.
We're framing an entire segment around it at 7:30.
And you blew it again. And you blew it again.
Hey. Hey, I'm talking here. Get ready.
Okay.
Let's play the music. Get ready for the excitement of the Masters at Augusta.
You just did it again.
No, I didn't.
Augusta.
Augusta.
Okay, hold on, Simon. Simon. Exactly pronounce the way I'm going to show you now. Gus.
Gus.
Ta.
Ta.
Augusta.
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 Okay.
Again, start from the top, please.
Get ready for the excitement of the Masters at Augusta. Who will seize the prestigious green jacket? You can win too by joining the Sportsnet 960 Masters Pool. It's free to enter. Just head to sportsnet.ca/960's contest page. Make your picks and you could snag an Uscan Designer Series safe from Calgary Lock and Safe, valued at over $550. On the golf course, mastering putting is key to victory. In business, mastering access controls. Control ensures success. Protect your business with a master key system from Calgary Lock and Safe.
Great job, Simon. Augusta. Great job. We're going to enter. That's super fun. You win a sexy prize. That's really cool.
Who do you like?
Ooh, you like Dark Horse? You want Dark Horse?
I just
Scheffler's a massive
who you
favorite.
Like the way Scheffler's playing.
475. Like, Rory's the next favorite at plus 1,100.
I'm not touching Rory with a 10-foot pole.
Stay away.
There's no way that guy's going to complete the career.
He's only there because of that.
Like, it's hard not to like Scheffler,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
But there's a few other guys I do fancy, as the Brits say.
I never know when any of the live guys are coming over because they play like this ridiculous half-ass schedule.
Yeah, you're like, how are they playing? Like, Rahm, they've John Rahm playing right
they've
now.
They've essentially played one tournament in the last month because yeah. they've had like a whole bunch of weeks off because they've been flying from Jeddah
and
to Miami.
And Rahm just said, he's like, we need to play 72.
Okay.
We need to play 72 holes.
You know what I was watching yesterday? Masters on the Range. I'm such a sicko. I was watching Masters. I was watching Tiger Woods hit shots off the range.
Chatting with Scotty. I saw that one video that went... That was on social media yesterday, talking about it, getting his 5-wood out, getting down on it, chopping down on it.
And I'm just saying, like, Tiger, and they asked him, they go, hey, do you think you could win? Or, you know, he's like, I don't need to win, but I'd like to win. I want to win. Yeah, no kidding. And he also has a big streak. He can, if he makes the cut, that's 24 straight Masters he's made the cut. That would be the record. Surpassing Freddie Couples and Mr. Gary Player. Mr. All My Friends Are Dead. Gary Player. He would beat both of their records. So that's something to keep an eye out here. So there's Rory trying to complete the career Grand Slam,
mm-hmm.
and Tiger trying to make the cut for the 24th consecutive Masters, which would be a record.
Be impressive to watch. Like, every time he goes out and does something at this point, you just kind of... I think that there's a lot of eyes that are just interested to see how healthy he is.
If,
like, that's the biggest thing
on Sunday, which it seems like a super long shot.
Uh-huh.
But what an electric factory that would be.
Of course. Woo. Anytime he does anything at this point.
Yeah. You're like, oh my God, he hit a shot. But again, they were talking about how the ball speed.
Look at him walk without a limp.
Yeah. How is he doing it? His body's broken. Masters is a very difficult walk because of the difference in elevations. So we're all about the Masters this week. Cam Stewart going to join us 8:30. Going to help you with your Masters pool. Guy like Dark Horse Minwoo Lee is a guy I fancy him as a dark horse in this tournament at Augusta. I don't even know how he was doing it.
August. Focusing on August.
Right. So we're going to debut a new segment today. I'm excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
So Maddie's like, hey. I spent way too much money on the scooter racket around the city, right?
That's a fact.
Yeah.
It was like $500 last year.
Yeah, there's a scooter racket around the city, and I'm like, you know what I'm going to do? Instead of spending $500 on a scooter, I'm going to buy my own scooter for like $500.
Bingo. Nailed it. You literally nailed it.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. That way, if I use it for more than 1 year, all of a sudden it makes a lot of sense.
Right, and then you get the comforts of your own scooter.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not as filthy.
Yeah, but I also do. You know what the problem is? Now I just don't get to leave it on the street.
Oh, you just like drop it?
Well, yeah. Well, I wouldn't drop it back in the day if I had one of the other companies. I would put it
the
up
kickstand.
Yeah,
on?
I would put it off on the side of a sidewalk or try and tuck it away or something like that.
Or on a corner for somebody.
Yeah, I gotta leave it out of the way. Like, I tried to be a little respectable with it. They can get really chaotic and kind of made our city a little bit of a dumpster for a little while.
Yep.
But it was better there. But now. I have one, and I don't really want to leave it, like, chained up, like, outside. Like, there's not really a whole lot of places to, like, maneuver, like, a big, you know, cable or whatever around it. So, yeah, I haven't really been using it as much, only when I come in here, because it's right there. It's right in the studio.
Yep. So you're going to be
Halfway there, hey?
No, I listen. So you're going to be on the scooter. You're going to be on the scooter at 7:30. You're going to ask Calgarians, random Calgarians,
mm-hmm.
who probably don't listen to our show.
Hopefully not.
What is the golf course that the Masters is played on? What is it called? We're going to see.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to see how many Calgarians know this.
Which state is it in? If they know, I'm just going to keep asking more questions,
Simon,
until I run out of them.
What state is it in?
Georgia.
Okay.
There you go. Bingo.
Did you know that or you looked that up?
Well, I know that now.
Oh, okay.
If you asked me 2 days ago, probably not.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, boy. Okay. So we're going to go. Maddie's going to be on a scooter at 7:30, and he's going to ask Calgarians. Scooter Scoops is the name of the segment, which I think is, I like it.
Yeah,
scooter,
pretty good.
And we also had a listener make an intro for it.
Yeah, our boy.
Do you have it?
Our boy, what does he go by here? Whiteley Music. His name is Josh.
Okay, Josh. Shout out to Josh.
I sent it to GVP.
GVP, do you have it? Scoop Show.
The Scooter Scoop Show.
Okay.
Which is inside the big show with Russica Rose.
I like it.
We just got to build more shows inside of shows.
Yes, we do.
Got a golf show.
Like Russian dolls.
Like the golf show starring intern Simon.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like Simon should take over the Cam Stewart
Russian
interview.
Dolls.
Be like, so, Brooks Koepka. So you're gonna go around, and while we're doing that, we had a bit of a fumble as a show yesterday. We fumbled something yesterday.
We dropped the rock.
Yep.
We weren't paying attention.
Like
we're checked out. Like I got a trip at the end of the week. I don't know what you guys are doing, but I'm checked out.
Yeah. Well, again, you're just you're just downshifting into your vacay to Vegas. You're just pulling back on the throttle.
Yeah.
You're just coming in for the landing.
Yeah. Dropping it into third. Slowing this thing down.
We're going super hard on the big show, the four of us, including intern Simon. So we fumbled a little bit yesterday. Apparently, we have tickets to give you, which are pretty, I would say, sought after. So our country music expert in the room is one Garrett Vanderplug, GVP. Like, this is a big deal, right? Luke Bryan tickets?
Yeah, Luke Bryan's a big deal, man. Big deal.
And, how big of a deal?
Yeah. Like, where is he right now in the pantheon of country music superstars?
Oh, I don't know about right now, but he's still a pretty big name.
American Idol judge.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
He's not coming out with too many new stuff, but, you know,
I'm
a Luke Bryan
guy.
He
didn't go crazy political like the rest of his Georgian friends, like Jason Aldean and all those guys. They went all crazy super political with their shit.
But the thing is, nice, Adebe.
I know, sorry.
Does...
anyways, he's pretty popular, like last like 10 years or so.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know what I like about you, Patrick? That you're comfortable enough on the air. That's a testament to you.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, you're so comfortable on the air, you didn't even realize you just dropped the S-bomb.
Scooted by it. No problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, you didn't even know. But I appreciate how comfortable you are. It's a testament to your broadcasting acumen that you're that comfortable and you just drop an S-bomb.
Yeah.
You know how many times I've stopped myself in the middle of a swing when I'm about to drop an F-bomb? It's like when Tiger's top of his swing and he hears the cameras clicking, he's like, oh, come on, guys. And then Stevie Williams would be like, come on, guys. Enough of the cameras, mate.
That's
me with F-bombs.
I can say it at
6:13. But you, like, it's okay. Like, it's okay if we sneak in an S-bomb once in a while. Like, it's Canada. It's not bad.
Yeah.
But, like, I always worry that I'm going to sneak in that F-bomb. Or, heaven forbid, like I've done before on the radio,
hard C.
The C-bomb.
Hard C.
The hardest of hard C's.
You have to make sure that you say that it was an accident and it was a mouth slip that you
was
say it on purpose.
No, yeah.
That one I think he meant.
Yeah. You don't want to say
that. One slipped out from him.
You don't want to say that hard C word that just cuts through the room like a laser.
I love that word.
I'm a big fan of that word. I can't say that.
Okay, boys, settle down. Settle
All
down.
Right. So we have tickets to give away. Who's the act here to GVP? Chase Beckham and Tennille Arts.
Yeah, I don't know Tennille Arts. I do know Chase Beckham.
Tennille Arts, she's Canadian. She's from Weyburn.
Oh, okay.
This other guy, that's a funny way to spell Chase.
It is. I had to look at it like three times.
He actually won the last American Idol.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that's how they know each other, hey?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Collusion.
By the way,
that sounds like.
Again, number one, Luke Bryan is trash excuse for country. Two, Russick, you were not the Tiger Woods of radio. I never said
I don't think
Tiger
he ever
Woods
said that.
Oh, look at that, Chase. Chayce.
That's a hockey Chase.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Chase spelled, yeah. Chayce. Yeah.
What do you think his siblings are named?
Ooh. Probably all C's. All C words.
It's got to be all
yeah,
C's.
All C's. Yeah.
All C words.
Careful. Chance. Yeah. Chance is cool.
How does he spell it?
Ooh. Probably with a Y.
Chance.
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 So yeah, make sure you enter for your tickets for Chase Beckham and Luke Bryan. How are we giving
morning
those away?
Boys, can we pick Masters pool yet? Yeah, it's live on.
Is
Sportsnet.
It?
Yeah, is
no,
it?
I don't. I assume
it's been
so.
Live since the 5th.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. Go on to Sportsnet.ca. What's the website, Simon, that they can go to register?
It is sportsnet.ca/960 contest page.
There you go.
Bingo.
Great job.
Heading over there right now.
GVP, next time, if you're not going to play the Masters music when he speaks, you're not going to have to talk after the show.
Okay, I apologize.
That's a strong, strong discussion.
There's going to be a discussion after the show.
I'm going to get reprimanded.
You're going to get the belt.
10 lashings.
It's going to give
you the strap. Rock on Cody Rhodes.
So... Listen to my good iron lung I have
yeah,
right now.
Yeah, you sound great.
I'm going to enter the 2024 Masters pool.
Boom, it's there.
Register here.
All right. So, except for the angry texter, is definitely not a Luke Bryan fan.
No, he's not going.
You're cruising for block two, my man. So, we're getting away Luke Bryan tickets. So, we're going to do that at 7:30. So, Maddie's going to be on his scooter asking people what the golf course is that they play the Masters. What's it called? And then we'll be giving away tickets. Now, I had the idea. I don't know if you guys like this because I like to brainstorm some of these ideas on the air. Ryan Smith, which is always confusing because I think of Captain Canada, Ryan Smith, who played in the NHL.
Or us.
With the Edmonton Oilers?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But the Utah Jazz owner is apparently like, hey, if we got an NHL team, wink, wink.
Hypothetically.
What would it be called?
Ooh.
So I kind of wanted to open up to our text line. What would be the worst, best name for the Salt Lake
Fighting
NHL
Mormons.
Team? See, that's pretty good.
Fighting Mormons.
Yeah.
I saw our boy Pete Blackburn had a little tweet. I don't know if I could say that on air, so I'm just going to skate by. Okay. But you can go find that one if you want.
Do you guys
want
to do that?
Yeah.
Best name for the new Utah NHL franchise. Best worst.
Please.
If you make us chuckle. You'll probably win the tickets, and we'll open up the phone lines. So we're going to do, like, three things at once at 7:30. It's going to be a complete, as Patrick says, S show.
Should go good.
So Maddie's going to be on a scooter.
Yeah.
The phone line's going to be open, and we're going to be taking texts. So you, Patrick, you got to operate Texty McTexterson.
Yes.
With the text on what should the Utah Salt Lake NHL team be named best worst 960 name and location, because we have two pairs of Luke Bryan tickets to give away.
Should ask the Blues if they can get their name, then you can have the Jazz and the Blues. No, it won't work.
GVP, please. Oh. You know what to hit there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I was looking for
that
crickets,
works too.
But the buzzer
crickets
works
would
too.
Have been good.
That's
yeah.
hard.
Either
yeah,
one.
The buzzer works too. So, and then we're going to work the phone lines, so then GVP is going to have a lot of stress on
them. Texts are coming in.
Yeah, they're flying in.
Can't say that first one, but okay. I get it.
That's the one that I said. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you can't
right
do
on.
That.
Yeah, okay.
They love doing it. They just can't do that.
Yeah, okay.
960, 960, name and location. The best worst name for the Salt Lake team, because we have two pairs of Luke Bryan tickets.
Yes.
So we're going to give one away definitely to the text line, and then probably one to the phone line. And Maddie's going to be on a scooter. So there's going to be a lot going on at the 7:30. I don't even know how we're going to pull this off.
I have no idea.
Quick breaks.
I just know
get
that
to
I'm going to.
Breaks quick.
You know what it is? You know
I just
what it
know
is?
I'm going to have the headphones in and I'm going to be on my scooter. I'm going to be happy boy.
You know what it is? Like, we're at this beautiful buffet and we're really excited and we want to eat everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to have a chance to eat everything because we're just going to get too excited.
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to fill up on chicken fingers and forget about everything else.
Yeah, you're like, damn it. They had real turkey, yeah, and I didn't have any.
Turkey in July? Yeah. Wow.
With all the fixins. All the fixins.
All of them.
That's not canned cranberry. So that's us.
We made a terrible
mistake. Our eyes are going to be bigger than our stomach, but we're going to try to do all of this at 7:30.
And I find that our listeners love when it just right in the ditch, right off the rails, and we're going to maybe see if that can happen for you guys.
Okay, the text line's exploding.
It really did.
It's just popping right now. People want to go see Luke Bryan. 960-960, the best worst name for the Utah Salt Lake City NHL franchise. You can go Utah, you can go Salt Lake City, whatever. Whatever's going to make us laugh, keep them rolling in. 960-960, name and location. We pick your text. You're going to see Luke Bryan. Just make sure you haven't won anything in like 30 days. Otherwise, Patrick's going to get accosted by our promotions team.
Actually might be okay with giving them that this time just to get back at him. No, okay.
All right.
Screw your rules.
Patty's beefing with everybody.
Yeah,
this
Patty's
morning.
Beefing with everybody.
All promo, right. Come get some.
Come get some.
Right.
Whatever
so
it was
that
made him real angry earlier.
You have your chance to win Luke Bryan tickets, and then enter our Masters pool, and we'll have Cam Stewart on at 8:30 to help you out with picking some Masters players, which is super fun. It's exciting. The Masters, biggest golf tournament of the year.
I just checked our Masters pool, and shout out to everybody who's already entered. I don't know how we actually go about like picking our players, but I think that it has to be set up more. But yeah, it's active. You can enter.
Okay.
You can't make your picks, but you can enter.
What do you mean you can't make your picks?
Well, I don't know. Something's not done with it yet.
Oh, it's in conjunction with office pools.
Yeah, so we're using office pools to do it.
And maybe they're just waiting for the official tee times to be released.
We got like 42 people, and it says here that the Masters templates are now live, so admins, you can change it, and then no problem.
Okay,
so
whoever's our provos are admin.
Whoever's our admin has to go in and just do a little...
We know who's in the tournament. Like, it's official.
Yeah, I don't know if this just happened yesterday or this morning, dude. Okay. I didn't check yesterday, so right. I don't know if this is malpractice going back like a week or if this is just like recent malpractice. So
can I just ask a valid? They're telling us to make sure to do a lot of the Masters reads, yet people can go on and not.
They can't make
picks.
Their picks. Yeah.
Simon, why don't you read it one more time? GVP, please.
Maybe they're listening.
Simon, go ahead one more time.
Get ready for the excitement of the Masters at Augustana.
Man, where'd that come from?
Augustana?
Where'd that come from?
Okay, so...
Oh.
Simon, let's try that again. GVP, Simon, Augusta.
Was that on purpose?
No. He's trolling now.
No.
That had to have been on purpose.
You know what it is? No. He has a hitch in his swing right now.
Oh, yeah. This
That's
is me in Quesadilla. I've been here before, bud.
He's
yeah,
got
yeah.
the yips.
Yeah.
You're like Will Zalatoris on the greens right now. It's okay. You have no idea who that is. From the top.
Get ready for the excitement of the Masters at Augusta. Who will seize the prestigious green jacket? You can win too by joining the Sportsnet 960 Masters Pool. It's free to enter. Just head to the sportsnet.ca/960 contest page. Make your picks and you could snag an USCAN Designer Series safe from Calgary Lock and Safe, valued at over $550. On the golf course, mastering putting is key to victory. In business, mastering access control ensures success. Protect your business with a master key system from Calgary Lock and Safe.
Great job. I do have some Augustina cookware back home.
Lagostina.
I know. Yes, I'm well aware. Great job. Great job. What do you got coming up in the Rose Report?
I got so much to tell you about, George. Let me just get my paper out here.
I'm looking forward to Patrick filling me in on the March Madness, the national champion.
I watched the game yesterday. I actually did a lot of sports watching yesterday. You'd be very proud of me.
Okay.
I had multi-screens going yesterday.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Nice quiet day. Only had like four things I needed to watch. No problem. We got the Flames start their Cali trip. I have actually five things to watch in the game tonight.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Believe it or not. Jays home opener wraps March Madness. Women's Worlds. Canada USA played just a nasty game yesterday. And some local notes too.
Awesome. All right. It's the big show. Heads up for Maddie on a scooter coming up in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's George. It's Matt. It's Patrick. It's GVP. It's intern Simon, live from Agostina. Sportsnet 960, The Fan. It's the big show, Russick and Rose. Sportsnet 960, The Fan, powered by MortgagesToGo.ca. Always the lowest interest rates in Canada since 2004. Visit MortgagesToGo.ca. At the top of the hour, NHL ESPN senior writer Greg Wyshynski talk about these crazy playoff races in both the East and the West, more so in the East. Woo! What a log jam. And at 7:30, Maddie's going to get on his scooter, and he's going to zip around downtown Calgary asking random Calgarians, hey, what's the course they play the Masters on? What's it called? This based on our intern, Simon, God bless him, having a little difficulty with Augusta this morning. Augusta National is what we're looking for. And we'll see. And while Maddie's on a scooter, we're giving you a chance to win not one, but two pairs. Or a pair. No, two pairs.
Yeah,
I said
that
right the first time.
Two sets, two.
Yes, of Luke Bryan tickets.
Of Luke Bryan.
When's the concert? It's coming up.
It's next Wednesday.
Boom, already. We're asking you. 960-960 on the text line. We will give away a pair of tickets on the text line and a guaranteed pair of tickets on the phone line. If one person calls, they'll win the tickets. Like, that's how it's going to work. One on the phone line, one on the text line. We're asking you at 960-960, name and location. Apparently, Ryan Smith, no, not that one, but the owner of the Jazz, like, hey, if we got an NHL team, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, what should it be called? What should the Salt Lake, Utah NHL team be called? 960-960, name and location.
By the way, wasn't it so crazy he tweeted that out after the Coyotes found out there's no water for their new rink?
Oh,
we'll get into that in the morning report.
Because Gary lets that stuff happen without permission from him directly.
Mm.
No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Watch the Blackberry movie. Tell me if Gary likes when you strong arm him.
And, love that movie. It was a good film.
It was a good film. Canadian film.
What's his name?
Jay Baruchel.
Jay Baruchel.
The other guy.
Jim Balsley?
Yeah. The guy who played Jim.
Oh,
he was good.
Played Jim.
From Male Always Pattern Sunny. Baldness. I should know this.
It was good. Yeah, he was good. Let's do the Rose Report. Real quick, too. The eclipse was yesterday.
Yeah.
Didn't really feel anything here.
Didn't even notice it.
I didn't really notice it, but
I woke up from a voicemail from my 90-plus-year-old grandfather saying, apparently it's going to get dark this afternoon. Can you call me back? Except he's extremely Italian, so there's like a very heavy accent on it.
I wish we could have heard that voicemail. Did you delete it? Did you delete Gramps already? You're like, God, Gramps, just send me a text.
Yeah.
Nobody checks voicemail, Gramps. God!
It was pretty close to that.
Okay.
It was pretty close. Oh, man.
Like, was yesterday a tough day for Kyrie Irving and the Flat Earthers? It must have been a tough day. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
all right. Let's do the Rose Report. It's brought to you by Motorworks. If you want a BMW, choose Motorworks for service and repairs. They'll gladly match and then beat any competitor's price by 10% on 51st Avenue, 3rd Street Southeast.
Marty Rose.
Matt Rose.
Matt Rose.
Adam Rose.
Rose and Blue.
Matty Rose.
Matty Rose.
Oh, good morning, friends, and welcome aboard. It's a lovely Tuesday. The Flames start their final multi-day road trip as they're down in California to battle the Sharks in the tuna can tonight. I got five things to watch for tonight's game.
Wow.
The Jays home opener as well. Two games in the NHL yesterday gives way to a pretty busy slate, 13 games this evening. Then I'll get to the Jays home opener. Then we'll get to the Raps. Then we'll get to March Madness. We got the Women's World Hockey Championships. We got some local notes. You know what we like to say right around this point of the broadcast?
We got lots of stuff.
Yes, sir. A couple of notes from practice yesterday from our boy, Patty Steinberg. Shillington day-to-day. Michael Backlund missed practice for maintenance. He also doesn't have a point in, I think, 8 games now.
Really?
Andrew Mangiapane remains day-to-day. Nassim Kadri fine, left practice after a collision, needed a couple of stitches. Here's what the lines look like. Pospisil, Kadri, Kuzmenko stayed the same. Hunt with Sharangovich and Coleman, knowing that there's no Michael Backlund there. Huberto, Azarian, Mangiapane. Greer with Rooney and Coronado, and the doer was the extra. Uyghur, Miramanov, Gilbert and Anderson, Solovyov and Pahal. Ochochuk was the extra defenseman. And then obviously Markstrom and Wolf were there. Ilya Solovyov was recalled. So that's We'll see if he gets into the lineup tonight.
Assistant number 98, Ilya Soloyeva.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Close enough. Flames have lost 8 of their last 9, minus 17 goal differential. PK has allowed goals in 6 straight, 8 of their last 9. The penalty kill is actually 55.6% since March 18th, which is the worst in the NHL by at least 10 points. They were 3rd in the NHL until February the 15th, but obviously things have started to change since then, you know, deleting, you know, one of your top PK forwards and two of your top PK defensemen, yep. And, you know, all that type of stuff. Yeah, that'll hurt you.
Like, not giving that much of an effort in places like Carolina, Florida, against the Avalanche.
They were outmatched. My top 5 things to watch for tonight. You ready?
Okay, here we go.
Number 1. Can Mackenzie Weegar get to 20 bingos? 19 on the season. Mm. Last Flame to score 20 on the blue line was Mark Giordano. Did it in the 15-16 campaign. Al MacInnis did have 28 in 93-94, so he's not going for a franchise record overall. But 16 at even strength, that is tied for a franchise record within the Flames.
Wow.
Yes.
I'm rooting for the Weeg dog, front of the show.
Yeah, he's going to get there.
Especially if it's an even strength, new franchise record.
Hell yeah.
Nice little feather in the cap. Yegor Sharangovich, 30 goals, the most by a Belarusian in a season. Listen to what Ilya Soloviev had to say about his fellow countryman.
Of course, it's a Belarusian guy. Right? Yeah. Well, I mean, the first guy who scores 30 goals in the NHL. This makes me happy too. Like, you know, when I read it, yeah, I write him a message like to say congrats. Said the same thing today when I saw him in the locker room. I believe he can break another record for points. He needs probably 3 points. I believe he can do it and be the first Belarusian guy who gets.
Yeah, so that's what I'm looking for. See if he can become the first, the most points by a Belarusian in a season. He's currently at 56. The record is held by
Miguel Grabowski.
58 in 2010-2011.
I thought for a second it was maybe Andre Kostitsyn.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like,
53.
No. It was Grabowski for sure. He had a really good year. That was with the Leafs he did that, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Because that team was horrible. He was the only guy scoring on that team.
Yes, he was the old top 6 role, getting lots of minutes, putting the puck in the net. And then at the end of the year, you're like, oh.
Man, who's the coach of that team?
2010-2011?
No, the year Grabowski did the
the Maurice?
No. It was who's the fill-in
15 years
Babcock?
Ago?
Well, I have no idea.
Oh, God.
I
can't remember. Is it Randy Carlyle?
No,
it was after Randy Carlyle.
I got it right here. It was 7-08, you're saying?
Nope, 10-11.
10-11. Okay, that was Ron Wilson.
After Ron Wilson, who's the coach?
Randy Carlyle.
And then?
Peter Horacek for 42 games.
Yeah. And what year was Peter Horacek the coach?
15. He replaced Carlisle.
Peter Horacek had one of the most incredible quotes ever in broadcasting.
Won 8 games.
Yeah. That was when the Leafs were tanking and got Auston Matthews. He literally said, he goes, I've had cancer and this is worse.
Oh, God. Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right, Peter
God,
Horacek.
What a terrible
Where's
thing
Peter
to
at
say?
Right yeah. now?
Number 3 on my list.
Yeah.
Are Connor Zary and Jonathan Huberdeau going to be a thing? I thought the last game for Connor Zary was the most impactful that he's had, and yesterday they were skating on a line together, and it was Mangiapane on the other side instead of Dryden Hunt. I wonder what the roof is, the ceiling is for that line as we kind of work down the stretch of the season here.
Do you really think Connor Zary can be a center in the National Hockey League?
Yeah.
Like an effective...
Yeah.
More so than Sharangovich.
Well, it depends on what you want out of him.
Because it feels like when Sharangovich plays center, and God bless him, he really takes his job as a centerman seriously, and it's hurting his offensive side of his game. And he can't win a faceoff to save his life either. But like, I feel like Sharangovich is more suited for the wing.
Well, yeah, without a doubt.
But I want to see like what maybe they turn Zary into a good centerman.
Worked
maybe
with Lindholm.
Yeah.
Worked really well with Lindholm. So that's kind of what I think they're trying to do there. How much are they going to play Ilya Soloviev? Mentioned he was on that pairing with Braden Pahal yesterday. They haven't played together, but I do wonder how much he gets to play here as they kind of work down the stretch. And finally, one of the speed bumps for Dustin Wolf this season did come against the San Jose Sharks. It's his hometown team, kind of seemed to get the better of him. So how is he going to play in this one if he does, in fact, get the chance? Now, half the fans down in that building could be friends and family.
Yep.
But that's another thing I'm keeping an eye on.
It's going to be an empty barn tonight.
You can watch this game on Sportsnet West, 8:30 puck drop. Here's the station lineup today. We got the Merrick Show coming up at 10. We got Sportsnet Today at 1 o'clock. Real Kipper and Bourne at 4 o'clock. We got Flames Talk at 6. We got the Hockey PDO Cast getting a little bit of play, 6 to 7:30. Then it's going to be the pregame show with our boy Patty Steinberg. Flames Sharks, that goes at 8:30. Part of a 13-game schedule. We'll get to that in just a moment. A couple of games yesterday first. The Canucks were trying to hold on to their division lead, trying to keep the Oilers at bay. Knights trying to stay away from the Blues in that second wild card. Tomas Hertl making his Vegas debut on the left side of Chandler Stephenson, playing on a line alongside Michael Amadio. Vegas led early with a couple of goals from Jack Eichel, but Vancouver would tie it up with a couple of power play goals themselves. Then an interference penalty on Filip Hronek. Didn't score. Then Carson Soucy, a tripping penalty in the neutral zone. Very unnecessary. And this time on the power play, Vegas cashes in.
Soucy trips up Barbashev as they were standing right on the blue line and 100 feet away from the action. Face off left circle. Third power play of the game. Hanifin shoots. He scores! A wrist shot just 6 seconds into the power play. Vegas takes a 3-2 lead.
Yeah, second goal for Hanifin as a Knight gives Vegas the lead. Hurdle's first point as a Knight on the faceoff win as well. A little bit later, the Canucks would run a play similar to their two power play goals, but at even strength, and Brock Besser would get his 40th of the season. Logan Thompson didn't see a thing on any of the three goals by Vancouver. Tied at three with 7 minutes to go in the second period, and Vancouver kept up that pressure and would get the game winner.
Garland. And he backs the puck off the boards and out to center. Hanifin knocks it down, gave it away to Soucy. They'll carry to the Vegas line on left wing. Soucy tried to rink wide pass, tipped off a stick to the near circle. Joshua drops it to Miller in the slot. One-timer, blocked off a stick. They score! Connor Garland hangs around the blue paint and jams home his second goal of the night to give the Canucks their first lead. They're up 4-3.
Logan Thompson misses the initial shot with his glove, and Garland's able to scoop home the rebound. JT Miller, point number 100 on the season. Wow. 400 assists in his career with that goal. And the Canucks would win it 4-3. 5 points ahead of the Edmonton Oilers, who sit second in the Pacific. The Canucks have 4 games left. Edmonton has 6 games remaining in 9 days. They still have 2 back-to-backs before the end of the season.
That's a lot.
Yeah. They have 9 days left. They play 6 games.
Like, why?
How?
You want games in hand. This is what you get.
So so they have a back-to-back where they're at home to Arizona and then at home to Vancouver. So that's not a tough one, but you do play back-to-back days. And then how about this? Last 2 days of the season, at Arizona, at Colorado.
Oh, boy.
On the 17th and the 18th. And then the playoffs start on the 20th.
Hopefully
I'm going to bet that they start on the 21st instead of the opening day of the playoffs. That would be my guess.
And then you got the Rangers who end their season, I believe, on like the 15th.
Yeah, because the Leafs are going to start on Saturday night.
Of course.
Probably.
Yeah.
You'll probably have Vancouver start on Saturday
as well.
But then
again, at the same time, 10 o'clock start. If you got Vegas, 10 Eastern start. If you got Vegas and Edmonton in the first round.
Right now it'd be LA
super
and Edmonton.
Sexy too, right? That'd be a great doubleheader.
LA's won 3 in a row.
I think you put Edmonton on Sunday and you just say, hey, these guys are going to be the marquee game on Sunday, whatever they're playing in. They've played 6 games in 9 days. We'll give them an extra day off.
Or maybe ESPN wants them on Sunday afternoon.
Perhaps.
Yeah, which would be like a 1 o'clock start in Edmonton.
I don't know if they'd start game
start
1 in Canada. Yeah, I don't say I don't think game 1 would be during the day in Edmonton.
Noon Edmonton start.
Yeah.
All those Oilers fans just getting banged up.
They're just mad.
I don't think ESPN can dictate the Canadian teams in the first round.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
I think so. I'm almost certain.
Other game had the Leafs hosting the Penguins. Toronto, probably going to be the 3 seed in the Atlantic. The Penguins entered action 1 point behind the Red Wings and 2 points behind the Islanders and outside of the playoffs. But a win would get them in, and the Penguins were looking for their 5th straight win as well. Let's get here. The Penguins' power play was kind of the story of this game. The tilt was tied 1-1 early in the second period, but the Penguins' power play was 0-for-4. How about this? The last time that the Penguins scored a power play goal against the Leafs, Michael Bunting had taken the penalty for Toronto, and it was Rodriguez who scored for the Pittsburgh Penguins. I think it's 24 straight kills in the matchup between the two teams head-to-head. Yeah, it was the problem of this game. This would eventually get all the way to overtime. The Penguins forced overtime with a late push, but they couldn't get the extra point.
Marner gets it back to Matthews in front of the net for McCabe, who scores! Jake McCabe is the hero in overtime! Matthews setting him up!
Yep, Austin Matthews, quite the night. Also scored his 65th goal earlier in the contest on just like a ridiculous back foot one-timer, like the most goofy thing you've ever seen. Makes it look so easy. He's on a 5-game goal scoring streak, and he ties Alex Ovechkin for the most goals in a season by an active player. Ovi had 65 back in 07-08. He's on pace for 69 this season, for nice. What it's worth. Penguins going to make it?
I hope so.
They play the Red Wings on Thursday.
That's a massive game.
Yeah.
That's like a win. That's pretty much an elimination game for them.
I think the Islanders get a spot, and I think that one of Detroit or Pittsburgh get it, whoever wins on Thursday. That's my guess.
I don't know. Like, it's fun to watch Patrick Kane, but watch Sidney Crosby in the playoffs, it just feels like... And if I'm the Rangers, like, okay, yeah, I'll take on the Penguins in round one. No problem.
I think it's going to be... two of those three teams. I think the Capitals are probably done. I think the Flyers are done. Devils and Sabres haven't technically been eliminated yet, but they're done. I'm saying it. I'm calling it.
Okay. We'll talk to Wish about the playoff races coming up.
13 games today. Only two more busy days like this remaining in the regular season. So you get the Flames and Sharks at 8:30. As for the Western wild card, the Kings play the Ducks. LA is into wild card two. Or, pardon me, they do remain in wild card two. Nope, they're Pacific third. Sorry, I'm all over the place here. They will clinch with a win via regulation wins tiebreaker. Dallas can lock up first in the Central if they defeat Buffalo and they get some help out of town. If the Stars win and the Avalanche lose to the Wild and the Jets lose to the Predators, both in regulation, then Dallas will win the Central. Predators can clinch if they get at least a point there as well. Out east, some big ones for the second wild card. The Islanders host the Rangers. The Red Wings host the Capitals. The Flyers visit the Canadiens. And the Devils host the Leafs. The Caps have lost 6 in a row, but they might get Oshie back. The Flyers have lost 7 in a row. We also got the Bruins and the Hurricanes, a possible Eastern Conference final preview. And the Lightning play the Jackets. Mikhail Sergachev was on the ice in a non-contact jersey yesterday.
How?
Just 60 days after surgery to stabilize fractures in both his tibia and his fibula. Not coming back before the playoffs, but still what
incredible.
The hell, dude? Ridiculous.
Yeah, it looks so gross the way you got hurt.
I watched it once. No thanks. Scottsdale Mayor says Coyotes got to move west. Yesterday, Frank Saravalli tweeted out this story. It comes from one of the news outlets down in Phoenix and in Scottsdale. The mayor has penned an opinion, perhaps, to the city, essentially saying, we in Scottsdale do not have the water for all of this stuff that you want to put here. You got to take this and you got to move it more west into the more of the Phoenix district. And they acknowledged all of the very fancy renderings were cool and all that, but also said, yeah, you can't do that. You're going to have to take this and probably leave. So that's great. Also, by the way, what are the Salt Lake City Desert Dogs going to be called or whatever we're going to get to there?
960-960, name and location. Your chance to win Luke Bryan tickets.
Jays home opener taking on the Mariners. The new look Rogers Center after starting the season 4-6. Jose Barrios on the bump against Luis Castillo. Mariners coming off a 12-4 loss, minus 21 run differential entering the game. The Jays trying to win their third straight home opener. Take it to the second inning. Jose Barrios was real solid through his first two. Then Justin Turner would hit a double in his first at-bat as a Jay at the Rogers Center. Brought up Alejandro Kirk.
Castillo set at the belt. Looks at Turner at second. Delivers to the plate. And Kirk rips the ball to the left side. It's down in left field. A base hit. Carlos Fabelis gives Turner the wave. Here's the throw to the plate. It's late. And the Blue Jays have a 1-0 lead. RBI single. Alejandro Kirk. His seventh run batted into the season.
Jays had an early lead. Also, in this inning, C.B. Buckner, the umpire, takes a foul ball right off the chin.
Yeah.
He was in real rough shape.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to share what the better half asks about sports. Mm-hmm. She happened to wander by the TV and see him down in a heap trying to collect himself, and she asked me, Why don't they have someone less frail behind the plate? I know that's a great question.
Yeah. Because you can be a thousand.
And the answer is unions.
Yeah. Like, he took that right on the chin. Right on the button.
Oh, yeah.
That thing came
back
hard.
He was seeing stars, dude.
Yeah, not good.
I don't know how he.
How many CBs have you met in your life?
Not enough.
CB Buckner.
Mm. Into the third, Barrios lights out again, and the Jays would add more runs.
The 2-2. Pope to center field. Charging in Rodriguez. It's down for a base hit. Guerrero in to score. Bichette coming home. The throws to the backstop. He's in, and the runners are at second and third. Two-run single. Davis Schneider, he's standing on second. Turner's on third. 3-0 Blue Jays.
Yeah, with the bases juice, Babe Davis puts a knock on one, drops it in the outfield, little blooper into the alley, scores a couple of runners, and the Jays led 3-0. They would add another run in the fourth inning, led 4-0. Jose Barrios would end up going 6 2/3 innings pitched, 4 hits against, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. It's the 5th Jays starter with 6-plus scoreless innings in a home opener. Do you know who the other 4 are? The 5th Jays starter with 6-plus scoreless innings in a home opener.
Jimmy Key.
In 1898. Good job, Patrick.
Dave Steep.
1990.
Roger Clemens.
Nope.
Roy Halladay.
Nope.
You said Jimmy Key, right?
Yeah.
What about
1996?
Ooh, David Wells?
Nope.
Oh. A.J. Burnett?
Nope.
96. Oh, Pat Hankin.
Yep.
All right, Cy Young, Pat Hankin.
My favorite player growing up.
Pat Hankin.
What? I love Pat Hankin.
Of course it was. How many we got?
We shared a name.
You need one more from 2019. The Stro Show.
Oh, okay. Pat Hankin. Really good interview. We should get him on the show.
Like
We've
Pat
had
Hankin.
Pat Hankin, haven't we?
No.
We can have him on the show.
We'll find Pat Hankin.
Yeah.
Jays won this game 5-2. Their bullpen did give up 2 solo home runs. They lead the majors in home runs allowed with 21.
Oh, wow.
Just as a, not the bullpen, just the Jays as a whole. So maybe a little something to look into there. Also, a happy birthday to Pete Walker, who turned 55 yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I love to see it. How about it, hey? Getting a little...
Happy birthday to
you. Sad.
Great handlebar mustache
oh, yeah.
on Pete Walker right now.
Expecting Chris Bassett against George Kirby tonight, and then Yusei Kikuchi and Logan Gilbert for the finale Wednesday. First pitch just after 5. Sportsnet West is where you can watch this one today. Also, Orioles and Red Sox at noon on Sportsnet West, because we are your home for the MLB.
Damn right we are.
You can make my Raptors host the Pacers at 5 o'clock on Sportsnet 1.
What are we talking about? What are we talking about?
Doug.
How are we going to supposed to play?
Thank you, Doug.
Doug.
The Grizzlies
Happy
host the Spurs
Day.
At 6 o'clock as well. The Raptors are 2 games back at the Grizz with 4 games to go. Raptors need to stay bottom 6 in the draft to hold on to their first-round selection and defer that pick.
They should just pick Edie for the hell of it.
They get to face Spicy B.
Great
they
GM
should just get
better.
The big guy.
Yeah.
Why not?
We need size.
They need size anyway.
Hell, screw it. They'll face Spicy P tonight for the 3rd time since the trade. He's been quite good against the Raptors, averaging 25 points a game, 48.7% make for his field goals, 7 rebounds a game. Yeah, he's been pretty solid as a Pacer. Warriors and Lakers also at 8 o'clock on Sportsnet 1
sexy.
After the Raps. March Madness final. UConn would pull away from Canadian giant Edie and Purdue in the second half. They win back-to-back championships. Also, by the way, the coach for UConn is a lunatic.
Dan Hurley.
He was, like, pushing his player to make a play with a 13-point lead and 2:45 on the clock. Like, he stepped onto the court and, like, shoved his player to make a play and then was surprised that the referees changed possession after that.
He's on until the whistle, final whistle.
Yeah,
he's
that,
always on.
Yeah, that dude is a bit of a lunatic. Anyways, congrats on your win.
Duke Blue Devil legend.
Edie
yeah,
Castle
Bobby
and
brother.
Klingon all headed to the NBA draft. 3 guys who played in yesterday's game. And Edie had a historic performance.
Yes.
Most points scored in an NCAA men's basketball championship game. Bill Walton, 44-73. Gail Goodrich, 42-65. Jack Givens, 41-78. And Zach Edey, 37
wow.
of them in 2024. That's tied with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who had 37 for UCLA in 69.
Well, he was Lou Alcindor then.
Yes, and
he's the only one who lost of all those
yeah,
five.
Yeah, Zach Edey's the only one that lost in those games.
Oh, wow.
He is one of three players with 35 points and 10 rebounds in an NCAA men's championship game. The other one is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar and Bill Walton.
35 points and 10 boards is not bad.
NBA.com has their mock draft has Edie going to the Spurs. That's a lot of mass.
Yeah.
Calgary Stampeders announced that Wally Buono is going to be joining the Wall of Fame. Extremely deserving 50th member. He'll be honored July the 21st against the BC Lions, of course.
Fitting.
Became the head coach in 1990. He pulled the Stampeders out of a total tailspin that they had been in for 20 years. He gets here. They get first place seven times, six Grey Cup games. They won three of them. Leads the franchise for games coached with 234. Victories with 153. He coached for 13 years before moving to BC and totally fixing up that organization as well. Nine of his Stampeders assistant coaches went on to be head coaches in the CFL. If you want to talk about trade trees. Also, here in Calgary yesterday, Landon DuPont, Calgarian and son of former NHLer Mickey DuPont, was granted exceptional status to play in the WHL at the age of 15 next year. The first defenseman to be granted exceptional status in the dub, and just the second player overall behind Connor Bedard, expected to be drafted by, I believe, Tri-City won the lottery.
Everett
won the lottery for the first overall pick, so he'll be going down to the U.S. there. Obviously, it's extremely early, but he could be the prize prospect for the 2027 NHL draft, the year after Gavin McKenna will be the first overall pick in the 2026 NHL draft. Yes. Game 7 of the AJHL semifinal. The Whitecourt Wolverines host the Canmore Eagles. If Canmore wins, then the Calgary Canucks will host Game 1 and 2 of the AJHL final. If the Wolverines win, then they'll get to be the host. 7 o'clock start. You can check out the AJHL's website for streaming options. And I also wanted to mention the Women's World Hockey Championships. Yesterday, Canada took on the U.S., their final game of round-robin action. This was a physical scoreless through 60 minutes of play off to overtime. Unfortunately, the Canadiens could not get a goal. Marie-Anne Debien, 29 of 30 stops. She was outstanding, but the Canadiens just couldn't find the back of the net. Quarterfinals go on Thursday. For a tournament that's happening in Utica, so you don't have to get up at like 2 in the morning to watch the games.
Beautiful that's Utica.
Oh, man.
Upstate New York.
One place that I like to go in the middle of April.
Utica.
Well, actually, it's Las Vegas.
Cornell is in Utica.
Wow.
And good night and good luck to you, sir.
The Rose Report brought to you by Motorworks. If you own a BMW, choose Motorworks for service and repairs. A gladly match, then beat any competitor's price by 10% on 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Fight through it.
I will. Greg Wyshynski, ESPN NHL senior writer, straight ahead. And Maddie on a scooter and Luke Bryan tickets. It's all straight ahead in the 7. Big Show, Russick and Rose, 960 The Fan.